We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah. We're up to page Pei Zayin in the Rambam Naam edition. We'll dedicate our learning this morning to Chaya Sarah Bat Yosef. The Rambam says, "V'achaken hayti lechaber b'mishnah chibur sheyesh tzoch gadol elav." Afterwards, it made sense to me to compose a work on the Mishnah, which I think there is a great need for. Meaning the Rambam says, first I worked on the Gemara, and then I saw a need to compose a work on the Mishnah, for the purpose that I will explain in the end of what I'm about to say. And the reason I felt a calling to compose this work, I found the Talmud telling us things about the Mishnah, doing things with our Mishnah that one would never be able to figure out using his own logic. That the Talmud sometimes gives us rules and says, this Mishnah really meant like this. Or sometimes the Talmud says, you know what, the Mishnah was missing a few words. And really, what the Mishnah meant was very different than what you thought when you read it at first glance. Or sometimes the Talmud tells us, this Mishnah isn't the way it's written, but rather it's a minority opinion. This Mishnah goes with the opinion of this and this rabbi who has such an opinion. You read the Mishnah seems to say everyone agrees to this opinion. You read the Gemara, suddenly you discover this is a minority opinion. The Gemara says, this goes with the opinion of so-and-so. Furthermore, we find that the Talmud sometimes adds words to the Mishnah. Sometimes the Talmud tells us that we have to detract words from the Mishnah. And the Talmud reveals the reasonings of the Mishnah. So being that the Talmud really takes the Mishnah and changes it completely very often the Talmud changes the Mishnah completely from what we would think it means. So I figured that when I make this composition on the Mishnah, with the purpose that I'm about to explain, and my composition will encompass all of the Mishnah, so there will be four great benefits from this composition I will make on the Mishnah. Achat, firstly, shanu melamdim perusha Mishnah nachon, that will teach the correct explanation of the Mishnah, uveyul mila, and will explain the words of the Mishnah. Sheilu shalta, for if you would question, lagadol shebagaonim, to one of the great geniuses, that perusha lacha min haMishnah, to explain certain halachot in the Mishnah, lo yachol omar ba'davar elai miyada al peh talmud halachai, he couldn't tell you what the Mishnah really teaches us unless he knows the Talmud by heart on that Mishnah. O yomar lach, or he might tell you, erema sheyesh ba min hadvarim ba'talmud, let me take a look and see what the Talmud has to say over the Mishnah. Ve'en micholt adam nadat al peh kol ha'talmud, and a person can't really know the whole Talmud by heart. And certainly when we find that one halacha in the Mishnah can be discussed over four or five pages in the Gemara. So now you come and ask him, well, what does this Mishnah mean? And he says, wait a second, let me open up a Gemara. And he learns the four or five pages and then he can come back and explain the Mishnah to you. The Gemara goes back and forth with claims and questions and answers. Sometimes the Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah meant this way, and maybe the Mishnah meant that way. And when you go through the Talmud trying to figure out what did the Mishnah really mean, sometimes at first glance you don't know which explanation is the bottom line, correct explanation in the Mishnah. Only someone who really is a master of learning Talmud will know how to discern within the Talmud what's the bottom line. How am I supposed to learn this Mishnah? And what's a man to do when certain Mishnayot or certain lines in the Mishnah you can't fully understand, and you can't tell a person what the halacha is unless you learn two or three whole tractates? Sometimes you have to cover whole tractates in order to figure out what is the bottom line in a certain Mishnah. So the Rambam says the first purpose is that you could learn to understand the Mishnah correctly. Because the Talmud sometimes fluctuates. At one point it says maybe the Mishnah meant this way, and then it says maybe the Mishnah meant that way. Take the first Mishnah in Beitza. The Talmud goes back and forth and back and forth for about 9 daf about what that Mishnah means and what's the correct version of that Mishnah. So the Rambam says, the first thing is, we'll be able to explain, bottom line, how are you supposed to understand the Mishnah and what do the words mean. Batoilet ha-shinit, and the second benefit of my composition on the Mishnah is, hem ha-psakim, they're the rulings. Shomalcha b'firush kol halacha da'at min nifsaka halacha. That I will explicitly state every halacha, how do we rule, going with which opinion do we rule. Batoilet ha-shlishit, and the third benefit, liyot kemavo, lechol ha-matchil b'yuna chokhmah. I want this composition on the Mishnah to be like an introduction to anyone who's just starting to learn the ways of logic, the ways of wisdom. Vikabetz lo mimenu, and a person can gather from this composition on the Mishnah, derech bedikat hadibur uveuro, the way how a person has to check his speech and explain the explanation of what he's saying. You learn my explanation on the Mishnah, so you learn how to analyze. And if you learn my explanation on the Mishnah well, so then you'll walk away as though you've learned all of the Talmud on the Mishnah. I'll give you the bottom line. I'll boil down what does the Talmud actually say on this Mishnah. And then my composition will be of great service to him when he's learning all of the Talmud. And the fourth benefit, says the Rambam, that my composition will serve as a reminder for someone who actually learned the Talmud and knew how to understand the Mishnah, and now he wants to review. So this is a good way to review quickly. It'll be a quick refresher. And by having my composition on the Mishnah, which is a shorthand version of the Talmud on the Mishnah, so he'll always be able to see what he had learned in the Talmud. He'll have this quick way of reminding himself. And as such, both his Mishnah and his Talmud will be organized. He'll have them organized, and he'll easily be able to repeat what he had learned. So the Rambam said that because the Talmud goes in this convoluted fashion, that the Talmud sometimes says the Mishnah is missing words, and sometimes you have to detract words, and sometimes the Talmud says this is this opinion isn't halacha, or sometimes the Talmud says that the reasoning behind the Mishnah is such and such, and it's very complex to figure all this out. So the Rambam says I made my composition on the Mishnah with four benefits. One, that you could learn the explanation of the Mishnah without covering vast amounts of Talmud. Two, that you'll know the halacha, bottom line, how do we rule out of this Mishnah. Three, it'll serve as an introduction to anyone who wants to start learning the ways of the wisdom, to learn from me how to analyze things. And four, it's a quick reminder, a quick refresher for those who actually learned the Talmud and want to remind themselves, well, what does the Talmud say, bottom line, about this Mishnah? They'll be able to review things quickly with my composition. The Rambam says, "V'chasher tziyalti l'nafshi ha'inyanim ha'ile," and when I thought about these concepts, "Na'alti chotzni," I aroused myself. It's he's quoting really a pasuk in Nehemiah, but he's saying I really girdled myself. So to compose that which I planned on composing, to do as I planned. And my goal here, my plan in this composition, is to explain the Mishnah the way the Talmud explained. And I'm going to choose which are the true explanations. And I distance those explanations which it seems that the Talmud also pushed off. The Talmud very often suggests maybe the Mishnah meant this way, maybe it meant that way. And then it comes to a bottom line conclusion. No, the Mishnah meant this. So the Rambam says, I'm going to choose the bottom line. Vagaleha ilot, and I will reveal the reasons that ta'amim asher bishvilam nafla machloket ben acholkim v'kitzat machlokot. I'll explain the source. What is the cause of arguments between the rabbis? Why in certain areas does this rabbi say this and that rabbi say that? What's their difference of opinion? What's the source of the machlokas? Valdat mi halacha, and with whose opinion do we go in halachic ruling? Kafi asher yitber b'talmud, going with the Talmud's explanation. Ve'eshmor b'chol zeh lekatzer b'milot, and I'll be careful, in spite of this goal of giving all this information, I'll be careful to maintain brevity, to be swift, to be short in my words, kedei shelo yishtabesh lakore, so that the reader won't get confused. I'd rather say more concepts and less words. Shein perushenu levonen ha'avanim, ela levonen mi sheyesh lo lev leavin. Our goal here is not to teach those that have hearts of stone, but rather to teach those that have hearts that have understanding. So the Rambam is saying, I wrote this explanation for people who are already on a certain level. And it made sense to me to organize my composition, going in line with what all the commentators do. And that is, that I write the words of the Mishnah until the end of that halacha. So I quote the Mishnah, and then I give my explanation. Kefi asher ya'adnu ve'arachnu. My explanation going with my plan of what I will include in my explanation. V'achar k'necha halacha shniya k'mochen ad sof ha'mishnah. And then I'll do the same with the second halacha in the Mishnah. Also, I'll quote it till the end of the Mishnah, and then explain it. So the Rambam is saying, sometimes a person might write a commentary, and he doesn't quote the original text. I will quote the original text and then add my commentary to it. Mechol halacha shetiye idua muvaret, and any halacha in the Mishnah that's known and clear, echtevena velo nitzterech ledaber ba. I'll quote the Mishnah, but I won't say anything on that Mishnah because I have nothing to say. Everyone knows what the Mishnah means. Veda, and you should know, shekon makom shecholkim bet shamay uvet hilel, any place that bet shamay and bet hilel argue, halacha kevet hilel, the halacha goes with bet hilel, ela bidvarim yeduim, except for specific known cases, shalacha kevet shamay, that we rule like bet shamay. Uvalachot en bilvad, and only in those exceptions, omar lecha, will I bother telling you, kshafarshen, when I explain those mishnayot, halacha kevet shamay, that the halacha is like beis shamay. Ordinarily, I assume you know that wherever you have an argument between beis shamay and beis hillel, the halacha is like beis hillel. I don't have to bother saying that. V'chein kol mishnah stam she'en machloket ba, and so to any mishnah that's quoted plainly that we don't find an argument within the mishnah, tia halacha kafi she'omeret. So the rule is the halacha is like that mishnah. Ela pam achat ben rabim, only every so often you have an exception. Ubotana halachot azarot, and in those exceptional halachos, omar lecha sheze astam, then I'll tell you that this Mishnah, even though it states the halacha plainly, nidacha veina halacha, the Gemara ruled that this Mishnah is not halacha. Aval shara machlokot, but all the other arguments, lo natzicha behem larbot machshava, I won't burden you with having to figure things out. But rather, wherever the Mishnah has a machlokes, I'll tell you right away, whose opinion is the halacha with? And even if the argument is between a minority opinion and a majority opinion, I'll tell you, the halacha is with the majority opinion. And the potent one should guide us to face the truth and distance us from the opposite of the truth with his help, the potent one who is so elevated and exalted. So the Rambam is telling us what his goal is in composition on the Mishnah, and that in his composition he will quote the Mishnah and explain it. He won't bother telling us that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, because everyone knows that. And he won't bother telling us that the halacha is like a stam Mishnah, because everyone knows that if the Mishnah just says it plainly, that's the halacha. Well, he'll tell us where are the exceptions. And he'll tell us when there's a machlokes, who is the halacha like?